You're listening to Around It About Chattanooga. My guest today is writing a series of detective novels set in Chattanooga. J.D. Frost's latest novel is Face to Face, a Moses Palmer crime thriller. It's the second book in the Moses Palmer series. The first was published in 2014, and this new installment was published this year. J.D. Frost, welcome to Around It About.
Thank you, Mike. It's a pleasure to be here.
Your crime novels are set in Chattanooga, but you live in Alabama. Why did you decide to write novels set in Chattanooga specifically, since that's not super close to where you live?
Well, I live near Huntsville now, but for a long time we lived in Fort Payne. I was born and reared in Fort Payne. And my wife and I made the trek to Chattanooga really often. And Chattanooga's the most beautiful river city in the Southeast. And that aspect of the city figures prominently into my book. And so it was on one of our trips here that the story came to me and I wrote it.
It really is interesting if you're reading the first one or this new installment. When you read it, you really are familiar with the city. There are a lot of locations you'll recognize if you live here.
Yes, I wanted to include those. And of course, part of the appeal for me in writing the story was the beauty of Chattanooga and the locations and some of the interesting names and places that are familiar to residents of Chattanooga.
Your books are about a Chattanooga police detective named Moses Palmer, and in the first one, Dollface, he was trying to track down a serial killer. In this one, Detective Palmer is trying to track down a woman who's been kidnapped, a woman who happens to be the district attorney's wife, and there are a lot of big twists and turns after she disappears. Tell the listeners as much as you like to about the plot without giving away too many of those twists and turns.
Well, Moses and his partner, Maddie Krakos, they are have made an important arrest, and they're sort of heroes, and they go to a public event where they are to be included in the guest list, and this prominent woman is kidnapped while they're at this event. And the rest of the book is about Moses tracking down the kidnappers and hoping to rescue the lady, and there are some things that happen along the way and some things that ultimately happen. And I like that you said there are twists, because that's exactly what I wanted to put in the book.
It's really, the opening scene that you were talking about is really one of the most dramatic ones I've read in a long time, just in terms of mystery fiction. Yeah, the specific way that she's kidnapped him. If you haven't read the book, I would definitely check out that opening scene.
That's one of my favorite scenes, is the first part of the book. I like the opening, not only the kidnapping, but the very opening scene, which tells us a lot about Moses, a lot about his past history.
Yeah. And the first one that you wrote, Dollface, that one was a suspense story. And that one, it was about a serial killer. And from the very beginning, you wrote it from multiple point of views and let the readers know who the killer was. In this one, though, it's more of a standard mystery where you don't necessarily know who the antagonist is, and you have some ideas, but of course, it's a mystery. There are different suspects. Why did you decide to change from suspense to straight mystery?
I wanted to go more to a traditional mystery. My publisher, when he looked at Dollface, he told me, he said, well, it's not a mystery, and he coined the term crime thriller. And even though I liked the first book, I wanted to go a more traditional route. So this has a little bit of a whodunit aspect to it.
And on December 4th and 5th, you're going to partner with the Humane Educational Society here in Chattanooga to raise some funds for them. What specifically are you doing?
Anyone who buys the books on the December 4th and 5th, a dollar will be donated to the Humane Educational Society for each copy bought. The book on Kindle and on Nook, the book is only $2.99, so a full third of what you will be paying for the book will go to the Humane Educational Society. There's a dog in my books who's a reoccurring character. He was in the first book, and he's in the second book. And we're a dog family, my wife and I, so we hope to raise some money with this promotion. We'd like to raise $1,000 on
wow.
December 4th and 5th if we can get enough people to buy the book. So we're on a campaign to do that.
That's J.D. Frost. The latest book is Face to Face, a Moses Palmer crime thriller. The first one was Dollface, and Of course, you can find these books if you search Amazon for J.D. Frost, Doll Face, or Face to Face, should come up. And the books, I think you can read them out of order. Some series you can't. You really have to. But this one, I think even if you haven't read the first one, you can still read the second one kind of as a standalone.
That's probably true. Though the prologue to the first book does tell you a lot about Moses, but yeah. You don't have any trouble figuring it out even in the second book.
J.D. Frost, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thanks, Mike. I enjoyed it.